May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Our celebration of the resurrection of Jesus continues as we turn our attention this morning back to Luke chapter 24. And so far, we have been working our way backwards through this chapter. We began with Jesus appearing to the disciples in the upper room. And last Sunday, we walked with Jesus and the disciples on the road to Emmaus. So we're starting in Luke 24, 1 this morning. We'll focus on the resurrection appearance to the women at the tomb. And we get more details from Matthew and John. And from these Gospels, we can get a full picture of what went on that early morning. Mary and Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. And this little detail clues us in and reminds us of the nature of the burial of Jesus. Jesus was buried in haste in a borrowed tomb. According to Jewish tradition, they had to lay the body to rest before the sun went down. And since they could not do any work on the Sabbath, and of course we need to keep in mind that this is also during the time of the Passover feast, there was not enough time to do the burial rites. Further, Roman guards stood watch over the tomb, ensuring that no one would tamper with the body. And so these women arrive to finish the burial traditions, knowing that they are going to have to face Roman soldiers who don't want them being there, nor do they care about Jewish burial rites. And as the women walk to the tomb, there is much on their minds. Feelings of sadness and sorrow, the fear of the Roman guards and what they might say or do, and the duty that they must perform in order to give Jesus the proper, respectful burial he deserves. And as we draw the details out from other gospel accounts, we find that the soldiers have fled the scene, terrified that the angel of the Lord appeared and rolled the stone away. And the women approach the tomb, and they see two angels sitting where Jesus should have been, one at his head and the other at his feet. And as we take a look at the Gospel of John in chapter 20, John hones in specifically on Mary Magdalene, and the angel asks her, "Why are you weeping?" Mary Magdalene responds, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And notice these words, they have taken him. Who they? They the Romans who hate the Jews? They the Pharisees, scribes, teachers of the law who hated Jesus? Who hated his message? Who is the they? And if we take a moment to ponder these words, she probably means all of the above. Jesus, though loved by his disciples, was despised by many. And she in this moment recognizes just how much Jesus loved her and how much he meant to her and how much she loved him. And at the same time, she also felt the weight of the reality that what she loved most was despised and ridiculed by the world around her. The burden of grief she felt, the fear of not knowing what the Romans and the religious elite would do next, she feels lost and alone. No one can understand what Jesus' death meant to her. And she turns away in disbelief. Jesus is gone. What have they done with his body? And as she turns to leave the garden where the empty tomb is, she sees Jesus, but mistakes him for the gardener. And Jesus asks her, "Why are you weeping? And whom are you seeking?" Our world today needs to be asked the same question. Jesus asked Mary Magdalene, "Why is your sorrow so great? And what are you looking for?" The world around us has tried to answer this question. It offers freedom and happiness through sexual liberation, but that yields only broken hearts. It offers money, possessions, and stuff, but that only leads to the burden of clutter and the fear of losing all that wealth. The world offers popularity and power, a life in the limelight, but these are easily manipulated, taken away, and this too ends in misery. Mary Magdalene is looking for Jesus, and he is right in front of her. But she cannot see him through the tears running down her cheeks. And she responds, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Which is as much as to say, "Sir, I'm seeking Jesus. I do not know what has been done of his body. If it is an inconvenience at all, I will happily take care of it. Just show me where he is so I can do my duty and give him the proper burial." This moment, she's being, well, quite practical, quite reasonable. But what she doesn't know is that all the details, they have already been worked out. She was seeking Jesus, but she did not see him until Jesus calls her by name. And after hearing her master and her Lord speak her name, Mary responds with the affectionate title, Rabboni, which means teacher, a loved teacher. And now the empty tomb makes sense. Jesus is not dead, but alive. And she goes to tell the rest of the disciples what she has seen and heard. And dear Christian, what are you looking for? Jesus has called you and brought you here today to be his disciples, to love him and worship him. We are called to spread the word of the gospel message and to live a life that stands as a testimony to that resurrection. To love God means that we also love one another. Our sorrow has turned to joy, for Christ has overcome sin and the grave, and we need no longer fear death. Our sadness has turned to laughter because the risen Lord has ascended to heaven and has been given all the power and all of the authority. Our fear turns to confidence, knowing that God our Father will bring us through these difficult and trying times we face. Dear Christian, the world has nothing of value to offer us, nothing at all. But in Christ, we have a peace that surpasses understanding, and our life is made full when we seek our Lord and Savior each and every day. And as we wake up each morning, let us never forget to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will be glad in it, and I will walk worthy of the resurrection of the risen Lord. And when we do this, we acknowledge who loves us, God, and our response is to love him and serve others. And then we will have that life and live that life more abundantly by walking with him each and every day. Amen.